This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
This podcast is supported by BetterHelp Online Therapy. When life gets busy, we tend to put off the things that we know make us happier, like regular exercise, seeing friends, or even going to therapy. BetterHelp makes it easier to keep up with your self-care with flexible, affordable online therapy that fits your schedule. Make time for yourself with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/vocabulary today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/vocabulary for 10% off your first month.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Vocabulary with me, Callum.
And me, Finn. In this programme, we're talking about an interesting type of adjective.
Yes, they're adjectives that are formed from the names of famous people, such as authors, politicians and scientists. There'll be lots of examples. But first, here's Ruth. She's talking about some common adjectives from names that we use.
And listen out for the answer to this question. Which adjective comes from the name of the author George Orwell? Here's Ruth.
Charles Dickens is regarded as the greatest novelist of Victorian England, and many of his books describe the poverty of that time. So what do we mean by Dickensian social conditions? And what about an Orwellian future? Have you read the book 1984 by the author George Orwell? A Churchillian speech is clearly the kind of speech made by the politician Winston Churchill. And you can probably guess which famous people these adjectives come from. A Freudian slip and a Thatcherite outlook on life.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
So that was Ruth, and we asked you which adjective comes from the name of the author, George Orwell.
And the answer is Orwellian. The suffix I-A-N is often added to the names of famous writers and scientists to form new adjectives.
Now, these adjectives describe something that person is famous for. Orwell wrote about a nightmare vision of the future in his book 1984. So an Orwellian future or society is terrible, like the one in the book, with no individual freedom.
And people sometimes say that reality TV programmes are Orwellian because they spy on what people are doing.
And I've heard politicians' views described as Orwellian too.
Listen for more of these adjectives in our first clip.
Charles Dickens is regarded as the greatest novelist of Victorian England, and many of his books describe the poverty of that time. So what do we mean by Dickensian social conditions?
Now, which two adjectives came from the names of famous people in that clip?
Well, there was Victorian. Victorian England means England when Queen Victoria ruled, which was from 1837 to 1901.
Other queens and kings whose names are commonly used as adjectives include Elizabethan, Edwardian and Georgian.
And with kings and queens, it's always their first names that are made into adjectives, not their surnames. Now, that clip also used the adjective Dickensian. Ruth asked us what Dickensian social conditions are.
Yes, well, because Charles Dickens wrote a lot about the poverty of Victorian England, Dickensian social conditions are very poor, like those in his novels.
You could also say that a street or house is Dickensian, meaning that it's very old and in poor condition. But on to our second clip.
A Churchillian speech is clearly the kind of speech made by the politician Winston Churchill. And you can probably guess which famous people these adjectives come from. A Freudian slip and a Thatcherite outlook on life.
A Churchillian speech. Now, Churchill is famous for being a powerful, determined politician and a brilliant speaker.
So a Churchillian speech is a powerful and brilliant speech. And we also heard a Freudian slip and a Thatcherite outlook on life.
Yes, Freudian from Freud, the psychologist. Freud wrote a lot about the unconscious mind, and a Freudian slip is a fixed phrase that means a mistake that you make, especially when speaking, caused by the thoughts in your unconscious mind.
Thatcherite comes from Margaret Thatcher, who was a prime minister in the UK. Adjectives from politicians' names are often formed with the suffixes IST and ITE. Other examples are Stalinist from the Soviet leader Joseph Stalin, Maoist from the Chinese Chairman Mao, and Reaganite from former US President Reagan.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're talking about adjectives that are formed from names.
And it's quiz time. Ready? Number one, which of these nouns goes best with the adjective Orwellian? A, an Orwellian society. B, Orwellian freedom.
The answer's A, an Orwellian society.
Good. Number two, are Dickensian conditions A, the conditions in which Charles Dickens lived, or B, any poor social living conditions?
It's B, any poor living conditions.
Well done. Number three, Tony Blair was a Prime Minister of the UK, and the adjective from his name is like that of Margaret Thatcher. So, would we talk about A, Blairist policies, or B, Blairite policies?
The answer is B, Blairite.
And that's the end of the quiz. And there's lots more about this and other things at bbclearningenglish.com. Do join us again soon for more 6 minute vocabulary.
Bye.
Bye.
Rindfleisch aus Deutschland. Cheese, Zwiebeln, Ketchup, Senf, Majestätisch gut. Der Hamburger Royal Cheese, nur bei McDonald's. In allen teilnehmenden Restaurants nicht zu unseren Frühstückszeiten.